Like, it would suck to clean, but, like, it's already built and stuff, and, like, President needs us to, like, find a new apartment soon, because, like, they got new missionaries coming the 7th, and so, like, he was like, yeah, like, we gotta find you guys an apartment quick, because, like, we don't have a place to put these guys, so, yeah, we'll see what happens, but I really hope we get those new apartments, and we just wait for them to get built, but, yeah, then, like, we're just chilling with him all day. He showed us, like, the limit of our sector and stuff. And, like, we're just, like, chilling, like, in his car and stuff all day. Like, we're just driving around. He's such a cool guy. He literally was acting like we're just, like, his best friend. Like, he's the coolest president. This guy is so down to earth. He's so cool. I was just, like, talking with him, like, different experience. Like, I was asking him, like, where he served with Alban. And it was when he was in Togo. When Alban was in Togo, that's when he served with Ahmad David. So, like, he was just telling me, like, all these different stories, and, like, oh, it was so awesome. He's such a stud. And so then he's, like, asking us, he's like, so, like, you guys are hungry, right? We're like, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, like, we haven't really eaten anything since breakfast. He's like, you know what? Let's go to the airport, you guys. We're going to get some Burger King. What the heck? So we went to Burger King with our freaking president. At the airport, we're just eating some burgers. My president is the best. And, like, at the airport, the burgers are, like, double the size. Holy heck, they're huge. It was so good. And then after that, he just dropped us off at Joey. It was the coolest thing. We're just, like, chilling with president all day. So that was, like, the best day ever. And then Friday... Oh, man, that day was just kind of shiz. We didn't do anything. We didn't even go to sector. I was like, what the heck, man? Come on, we gotta go to sector, dude. So that was kind of a bummer, but that's okay. I guess we ended up leaving, like, later that night. We went to go see, like, Sir Felicite. And, yeah, that was, like, it. And then, boom. Freak. Oh, yeah, on our way back, when we're walking back, I'm, like, looking at the moon. Like, typically, like, the moon, like, it's, like, a sliver, like, on the left or, like, right side. No, it was, like, this weird sliver on the top of it. I'm, like, what the heck is up with the moon here? Then I, like, keep watching it. And, like, 15 minutes later, I check out the moon. The moon's just, like, there's no more light on it. It's just red. It's just completely red. I'm, like, no, this is a lunar eclipse. Like, this has totally got to be a lunar eclipse. And then, like, later, like, I'm, like, complaining. Like, I'm, like, telling him all about it. I'm, like, explaining him, like, what a lunar eclipse was. Because he didn't know what a lunar eclipse was. So I'm, like, dude, it's like, I'm, like, you know eclipse? He's, like, yeah. I'm, like, it's like that, but it's, like, it's in the nighttime. I'm just, like, explaining it to him. And then I'm, like, okay, like, we're going to check it back at, like, 10 o'clock. And I'll show you, like, the moon will be completely back to normal. He's, like, oh, okay, we'll see. And then sure enough, like, it just went completely back to normal. I'm, like, dude. It's a lunar eclipse. It's so sweet. I'm like, yeah, lunar eclipse in Africa. So that was super cool. And then Saturday. Oh, man, Saturday already? Oh, yeah, I guess that was Friday. Saturday. We had the baptism for Frezeze. Super cool. I ended up baptizing him, too, so that was really awesome. I love baptizing people. It's great. Like, being Jean-Baptiste. It's super cool. Then, after that, we had, like, the, like, technology class thingy. And that was pretty nice. And then just went back to the apartment, and then, like, I, like, felt like I needed to, like, call it or Sorensen. Like, I was just, like, I hadn't heard from him in a while. Like, he hadn't called me, because, like, I know he's out of credit and stuff. And so, I was, like, I just felt like I needed to call him. Like, okay, like, because we were low on credit, too, so I just went and bought some. And, like, I'm super glad I did. Like, I guess, like, he's, like, had, like, a really rough week and stuff. And, like, so this whole week, like, I was just, like, reading the Riccardi letter and stuff. It's, like, it was just, like, fresh on my mind. And, like, I was just, like, talking to him about it and stuff, and, like, I was just telling him, like, the tips that you gave me, Dad, about just, like, do, like, the little things and stuff. And he's, like, dude, like, you're helping me so much, man, and, like, because, like, I guess he's been struggling a lot, like, with the same things, like, I was struggling, like, a month ago. And, like, I don't know, like, I was just, like, able to, like, kind of, like, help him through and just, like, tell him, like, things, like, he's just got to, like, start doing. And, like, I don't know, it was, like, super cool experience. I'm, like, I'm so glad I called him. It's like, I'm, like, a month ahead of him. And it's, like, I experience some things, and then, like, he experiences, like, the same thing, like, a month later. And then I can talk to him and, like, help him get through it. Like, I don't know, it's just kind of cool. It's a really cool experience. We've become really good buddies. But yeah, so that was super cool. Like, I've just really come to realize, like, that, like, I don't know, it's just been, like, I've just come to realize, like, in the mission, like, people, they're, like, so worried about, like, being, like, a district leader, like, zone leader, like, all this random crap that doesn't matter. But, like, the thing is, like, you don't have to be the companion senior to, like, be a leader. Like, you can still be a leader when you're the companion junior. Like, I've been a companion junior my whole mission, and I've like, helped lead, like, a bunch of people. Like, I don't know, it's all in your attitude. That's what I've really come to realize, that's just life. If you have a crappy attitude, heck, sorry for you. But if you got a good attitude about life, man, nothing can get you down. That's all it's about. Yeah, so that was Saturday. And Sunday, man, this recording is really long. Sorry, it's been a good week. Sunday, holy heck, today is crazy, man. So this morning is super nice. I'm just studying my nice little enzyme you sent me. I love that sucker. And then I was reading, like, the Joseph Smith teachings book. It's super nice. So then, like, we had church as normal and stuff. Then, like, third hour, like, we had, like, it was combined because it's, like, the fifth Sunday, you know? And so, like, then, like, we're just, like, talking about, like, the ministering thing. And, like, here it's called service pastoral. I'm pretty sure it's ministering. I forget it. But anyways, so, like, they're, like, talking about that and stuff. And then all of a sudden it just gets off on, like, some other topic, like, I guess, like, some lady's mom died or something. It's, like, they had, like, some, like, collection thing going around. Like, people were just giving, like, money and stuff. And so, like, some lady, like, I guess, like, didn't have money to give. And, like, I guess, like, they were giving her a hard time. Because, like, they're, like, you're, like, the young woman's leader. Like, you gotta be, like, showing an example and stuff. And, like, I don't know. But anyways, like, that all happened in, like, Relief Society. Then they brought it into, like, the third hour. And so then, like, we're just, like, talking and everything's nice. The spirit's there. Dude, then the ladies just start, like, bringing it back out, and they're all just, like, talking, just, like, kind of fighting a little bit, like, discussing about it. And it just got out of hand. So then, like, Bishop, bless his heart, man, he's a new bishop. Like, he doesn't really know what to do, so he's just kind of, like, trying to calm everyone down. And then finally, like, we're just, like, okay, like, we're gonna end. We say a prayer. Like, we sing, and then say a prayer, a closing prayer and stuff. And then after the closing prayer, the two ladies, the lady gets up, she goes over to the lady, and they just start yelling at each other. And straight up, in the middle of the chapel, they just start fist fighting each other. Like, two grown ladies just beating each other. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I was so shocked. I'm like, we are in the church, and these people, not let alone the church, this freaking chapel. What the heck? They're just beating each other, and like, everybody's just like, what the heck is going on? Bishop, like, bless his heart, he didn't know what the heck to do. He's just chilling there. Oh, and, like, everybody just, like, starts leaving the place. Like, they're just leaving these two ladies in there to beat each other. I'm like, what the heck's going on? And then, luckily, like, two sisters, like, go over. And, like, they just start separating them. And they're just, like, yelling, crying, freaking. Oh, my gosh. It was nuts. I'm like, what the heck is going on? So, yeah, just great way to, like, top off the week. Oh, man. It was the craziest week. But it's super awesome. It's a great week. This is a really long recording. So, like, I don't know if I can read a scripture. No, frick. I'll read a scripture. Just give me a sec. I gotta find one. Boom. Let's see.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's just time is just ticking by. Okay, here we go. Nope, I don't want to do a scripture. Sorry, like. Oh my gosh, why in the heck? Like trying to find the scripture, but like, geez. Okay, here we go. 1 Nephi chapter 3 verse 7. You guys, pretty much everybody should know this scripture. It's great scripture. And it reads,
Et il arrive que moi, Nephi, j'ai dit à mon père, j'irai et je ferai la chose que le Seigneur a commandé, car je sais que le Seigneur ne donnait pas de commandements aux enfants des hommes sans leur préparer la voie pour qu'ils puissent accomplir ce qu'il leur commande.
So, yep, great scripture. The Lord always provides a way. He's always there for you. Just do good stuff. Yeah, sorry, I've really lasted a long time on this recording, so yeah. Love you guys tons. Church is true. Hopefully I don't have any more crazy ladies beating each other up. Yeah, the church is still true. Love you guys. Have a great week.